Marissa said in her soft, delicate voice. She was almost as tall as Mavie, who was just above 5'7". She had thick, short, wavy platinum hair and pale green eyes that were huge in her face. She had a rounded little chin and a pretty, naturally pink, bow-shaped mouth and tiny ears, and a smile that could have melted stone.
"What are you doing here in a storm?"
"I have to see Dalton Kirk," she said solemnly. "And it's urgent."
"Tank?"
Mavie asked blankly, using the youngest Kirk brother's affectionate nickname.
"Yes." "Can I ask what it's about?"
Mavie asked, confused, because she didn't think the family had any business dealings with Marissa. Marissa smiled gently.
"I'm afraid not."
"Oh. Well, let me go get him then."
"I'll wait here. I don't want to trip on the carpet,"
the young woman said with a laugh that sounded like silver bells. Mavie went into the living room. There was, fortunately, a commercial. Dalton had turned the sound off.
"Damn things," he muttered. "1 minute of program and 5 minutes of commercials. Do they really think people are going to sit there and watch so many at once?"
He huffed. He frowned at Mavie's expression.
"What's wrong?"
"You know the Bakers, don't you? They live in that cottage down the road in the Cottonwood Thicket."
"Yes."
"Marissa is here. She says she has to talk to you."
"Okay." He got up. "Bring her in here."
"She won't come. She got wet walking here."
"She walked? In this?"
He gestured at the window where huge flakes of snow were falling.
"There's almost a foot of snow on the ground already."
"She said her car wouldn't start."
He sighed. He turned off the television and put down the remote control. He followed Mavie into the kitchen. His eyes took in the slender figure of his guest. She was very pretty. Her lips were a natural red. Her eyes were big and soft and green. Her face was rather pointed, and her rounded chin made her seem vulnerable. She was wearing a hooded red cloak, and it and she were soaked.
"Marissa, isn't it?"
he asked gently. She nodded. She was self-conscious around men. Afraid of them, too, really. She hoped it didn't show. Dalton was very big, like all the Kirk boys. He had jet black hair and dark eyes and a lean, angular face. He was wearing jeans and boots and a chambray shirt. He didn't look like a very wealthy man at all.
"What can I do for you?" he asked.
She glanced toward Mavie.
"Oh, I'll just go dust the living room for a bit,"
Mavie said with a grin. She left them alone, pulling the door closed behind her as she went into the hall.
"You're in terrible danger,"
Marissa said without preamble.
He blinked. "Excuse me?"
"I'm sorry. I just blurt these things out. I don't mean to."
She bit her lip.
"I have visions. My mother does, too. The neurologist says it's an aura from migraine, which I also have. But if that's all, why do the visions always come true?"
She sighed.
"I had a vision about you. I had to tell you about it right away so you wouldn't be hurt."
"Okay, I'm listening."
Privately, he thought she needed a good psychologist more than a neurologist, but he wasn't going to say that. She was very young, barely 22 if he remembered correctly.
"Go ahead."
"You were attacked in Arizona by 4 men just a few months ago,"
she said. Her eyes were closed. If they hadn't been, she'd have seen Dalton's suddenly still posture and taut features.
"One of the men with you was wearing a paisley shirt."
"Damn."
She opened her eyes and grimaced as he glared at her.
"How did you know that?"
he asked, moving forward so fast that she backed up too quickly and stumbled into a chair, almost falling. She caught the table just in time.
"Who told you?"
he demanded, although he stopped going toward her.
"Nobody told me. I saw it,"
she tried to explain. Heavens, he was fast. She'd never seen a man move like that.
"Saw it how?"
"In my head. It was a vision,"
she tried to explain.